F the Culture Podcast. Welcome. Happy 2019. I wanted to talk, you know, we talk how we talk, man. I got a special guest with me today. She has something in her mouth, so she wasn't ready. What's up, Tay?
Hi, I'm Javante.
Give them all the extra things.
Oh, okay. I'm Javante. I'm from New Bern, reside in Raleigh. I'm a mental health therapist, predominantly work with children. Sometimes I work with adults, and I'm a mom. That's about it. My story's boring.
And she a black girl, so, you know, you got to keep it like that, you know what I'm saying? And she got 1,700 degrees, so we need all that.
I'm working on a third one. The PhD is to be determined right now, though.
That's what's up. Starting off, how's your 2019 going?
It's already starting up amazing.
That's what's up. That's what
Different than any other year that I've had. Like, this year, I feel like this is my year. And it's not just a little cliche thing. Like, it's already showing. Yes, it's already showing. It's already showing.
That's what's up, though. I think you could start it kind of purposeful, right? With, you know, you had your vision board party already.
Mm-hmm. And then, we went to church before I had my vision board party. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, we got to be more consistent with it.
Yeah.
So then I went to Bible study. Well, I live streamed Bible study that Wednesday.
Right.
So it was literally the day after. And then today we went to church. And it's just like, okay, we got to be consistent. I started a Bible plan. Started a consecration with fasting with the church.
Right.
So cut out a lot of things. So, yeah. I'm already starting to see small things happen. Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, if I can just stay consistent.
Yeah. I mean, that's with anything. Like, if you're trying to stop smoking cigarettes, you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to, you know, stop whatever, you know, you just got to stay consistent. And
right.
I really do think when you train your mind, you really can do anything. Because there's some people that do weird stuff and you're like, how do you do that every day? And they're like, well, I've just been doing it for so long.
Like meal prepping.
Right.
I've just been doing it for so long. And not eating meat.
You haven't been eating meat?
Oh, no, I'm saying for people that don't eat meat. I'm not. I can't.
That's not my ministry.
Right.
Nah, hold on. Yeah.
If I gotta lose weight to do that, I won't be losing weight.
So. Yeah. I can do pretty much anything involving losing weight except for, like, not drinking. I've done it one time. I went in 40 days. I've done it twice, actually. I forgot the last time I did it. I went 40 days, and I went 30 days last year. Because I just like to do it just like, are we alcoholic? Like, supposed to go, where am I at right now? So I stopped for those days, and I'd be like, all right, man, this is bullshit. Like, have you ever went out? Like, of course you have, because you're weird and you're a girl, and you want to be safe and be that friend. But, like, when you go out with people, and, like, everybody's drinking, and you're just like, okay, it is 1:15.
See, I didn't
Can
drink.
We leave?
I didn't drink until I was 21, so by that time, I was pretty much a junior, a senior in college. So anytime I went out, freshman, I was sober.
Right.
Yes, at the Liz. I was sober. And at first I was like, I don't even know why y'all drinking. Like, I don't want to drink ever.
You were having fun?
I did have fun in the beginning.
It just seemed, yeah.
Then
you
were having to babysit
once
people.
Once like that veil lifts up when you're like, oh, y'all just
and
drunk.
Then when I started
this
drinking
ain't fun.
And going out and try to go out sober, I said, oh, no.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. You get used to it. But, definitely understand that. But I'm glad, man. Glad 2019 is treating you that well. Quick question. This is something I was randomly thinking about. When you ask a man, a boyfriend, brother, whatever, to hand me something out of your purse, do you expect him to really reach in and get it out of your purse?
I do.
Yeah.
Hey, that's giving you permission to do it.
Nah, if that nigga go in your purse, he's thief. that's the rules, right? Nah, I think
never heard that before.
Yeah, man, it's weird. Like, I mean, I've always been taught. I think most men are always taught never go in a woman's purse. So, like, when you do that, you be like, here, just hand you the whole thing.
And then that would irritate me because I was like, you could have just got it.
Nah.
That even increased my irritation.
No.
Now all that could have been avoided had you just went
I'm sorry,
to
you're
what
so
if I told you to get.
And I've been that guy that he's irritated, but I'm not going in your purse, so just get it, whatever. Yeah, I think that's never been explained to women. Like, we're just not. Most men are just not going to go in there.
I guess that's under the direction of women. Like, you guys had somebody that was able to tell you that.
Yeah.
Those motherless boys, you know.
Yeah, there you go. They're going to be like, yo.
They
and they steal.
Even
so, and they steal. So, you forgot. That's the other part. They steal. But that's just something that I was thinking about. And I'm like, why do women keep telling you to cut it first? Like, I'm not going in there. Just hand me the things. I'll go in the shower, like, take the person to the shower. Like, which one?
That is so annoying.
Nah, I'm not. But also, to jump in, because, man, I feel like you got a lot of knowledge in this, being a woman, being a therapist, like, just, I mean, everybody knows what's going on right now. Everybody talking about R. Kelly. I've been a person that I loved R. Kelly's music. Like, I was a huge, huge fan. And when I first was, like, younger, I just heard the... I'm going to tell you what I knew of it. I knew that there was a sex tape. The girl was 15 or something. He beat it, the charges or whatever. It wasn't, then it was him. And my story that I was told was he met her in a club and she told him she was older. And then he didn't know how old she was.
That is so far away from
right, the real story, right? So that's what I was always told. So I'm like, I mean, what he supposed to do? He don't know. And I accepted that as the truth. Just like barbershop rumor talk, like, you know, the same thing that says, you know, the water giving everybody the gay. You know, it's just like one of those crazy rumors that makes no sense, but that's what I was. So I used to always defend him in that sense, right? That was like 21, 22. So like 08, 09. Actually, like during the trial, now I think about it. Like, yes, that was those that years.
But see, his trial lasted like 5 years before that, though. Right. Like, so yeah.
But in high school and stuff, we didn't have the internet like that. So exactly. It wasn't like I was paying attention just to R. Kelly. Like, all I knew about the music. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that's where I was with that. And then I think in the last three or four years, I got some more information. And I was just like, yeah, that's a nasty nigga, bro. I don't know if I could fuck with him like that.
I didn't notice it until the Me Too movement, which was, what, 17 or 18?
17, I believe. Yeah.
So it was that the Me Too movement, and that's when all the women started coming out mm-hmm. and saying, yeah, he did this, he did this. And right. then I was just like, oh, okay, so this is what's happening. Right. But I was younger, like, you know, I turned 30 this year. So in 08, I was still in high school, and I saw he beat the trial stuff, but I had never seen the tape.
Right.
So it was like, I didn't know what was on the tape or nothing like that. And of course, I heard about it, but like, Trapped in the Closet was hilarious, right. and I enjoyed it.
Right.
as most of his songs. But I didn't know, like, mm-hmm. it was that real. Right. Until, like, this series came out, this documentary on really? Lifetime. Now that, because I'm not even going to lie, even after all these little Me Too movements yeah. and stuff happening, it was still like, ugh, if it come on the radio, I might sing it.
Yeah, right. Nah, for me, I think something happened. I can't remember what exactly it was. I think it was when, maybe it was last year, 2016, maybe, or last year. Mm-hmm. In 2016 or 2017, I remember the Atlanta, people were talking about the Atlanta thing, and some mom was trying to get her daughter out.
Yes.
That. So I started doing, like, the little internet searching and trying to figure out what was going on. Because at first, I was like, my whole thing was, all right, he likes BDSM. He likes all that. And I mean, that's a whole niche thing that people like. And I'm like, why are we coming at him? We don't come at any other rock star for liking to, you know, have girls on a leash and mm-hmm. have sex swings and stuff. Y'all loved 50 Shades of Grey. But then when I heard about, like, the abuse and the ages and how he's really just doing this, like, maliciously to people and, like, right. you know, I don't care. I know your mom. I don't, like, whatever. Like, he right. doesn't care at all. That's when I was like, all right, you're done. I'm done.
At least researched it. I didn't, and that's why I was so in the dark. Because, you know, usually when it hits social media, mm-hmm. it's literally like a phase.
Yeah.
So, like, I seen it, and then you're it was like, gone, and it was yeah. on to the next topic. Right. So, like, I didn't think to research it.
Okay.
And I remember when they were posting the videos, the survivors,
right.
what they're called, survivors, would say, like, I'm okay. Like, it was on TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that, and I was like, okay. We talked about that for a period, like, a little bit, right. and then it was on to the next subject.
Right.
I feel like I should have researched it, though, definitely, because...
So my question is, if they all these women were 17, would we have a problem with it? Would you have a problem with it? 17 and up.
17 and up.
Granted, the age of consent in North Carolina is 16, but yeah. let's just say they're all 17 and up.
I feel like our minds are still molding at 17. Like, we don't know what we want at 17. Like, it's, you know... Yeah, 17. I don't know because then yeah. I think about me having a daughter.
Right.
And I wouldn't want nobody 41 talking to my 70-year-old daughter.
Right. All right. So here's the question that gets every woman. I can say every woman. That gets a lot of people upset. And I think I have a. I think I understand why. But I'm just gonna let you explain it because it make it easier.
I feel like I
know. So why not say what's wrong with saying, well, we just got to make sure our daughters. Stay away from these type of men and stay away from predators and don't seek older men.
Because, I feel like you're hitting towards that, especially for black women, black little girls, they fast. These fast little girls need to stay away from
mm-hmm.
older men. And that's been a problem. I didn't realize it was such a problem because I feel like I might have said that before all of this revealed, and before actually before like I was licensed and stuff. But it's not on them.
Yeah,
they're kids. As an adult, you should know not to mess with a teenager or a child. Like,
but here's my only problem with that. If you're saying as an adult you should know, right? But we have criminals in this world. We have sickos in this world. We don't tell people that own businesses. We just say, yo, protect your stuff. Mm-hmm. Have a firearm behind the counter. We don't say, no, train your kids not to be thieves. We don't say that. And I understand the black women thing, to protect our black women. And the thing about, I feel like, what I was going to say is I feel like when people say that, women get mad because it's like trying to take accountability away from men. And I get that part.
Yeah.
I don't think that nobody should ever try to justify R. Kelly, even with the, oh, he's sick. Yeah, he's sick, but sick, there's a prison for sick people, too.
Exactly.
So it's not just a hospital, there's a prison for them, and they should go, some of them should go there. So I don't think that, I'm not trying to take that away from that. But it's, to me, and I see it, I have a 6-year-old daughter, I see it in the same vein as, I tell her that you need to stay away from people that you don't know. Like, if you're walking on the street, or if somebody says, hey, this is a secret. I told her that since she was 4. You don't have no secrets. All right, mm-hmm. So if somebody tells you, oh, it's a secret, we're going to do this. No, you don't. You tell me and your mom, mm-hmm. and you'll never get in trouble for that. Because you know, that's always try to say, oh, you'll get in trouble. So my only thing is, maybe there's a better way to say it, but I will try to make sure my daughter
needs to know
that, hey, babe, even when you're 16, 17, you don't feel grown, but a 25-year-old, 26-year-old, 27-year-old man shouldn't be in your life because y'all have nothing in common.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And I remember they used to say, well, what can you give? Yeah. What can you offer to an older man, like a 25-year-old man at 16?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Because at this point, if you're in college, no, what, 17? You're still in high school. Some people
in college. You went to college at 17, right?
My sister went at 17. I was 18. My birthday's later. But, yeah, my sister started at 17.
Right.
And that was a whole different ballgame. It was like when she got on campus, she was still technically... Well, right. We didn't know they since 16, right. But it's still illegal to us until you turn 18.
To a normal guy, it's like, whoa, you 17.
Yo, yeah, I need you to be 18.
Right.
Yeah, but to people that wait on the 18th birthday. But
I think there definitely should never be take the accountability away from the older person in most of these circumstances. And I think that there's always separate things. Some people are very mature. And even in that sense, like if I'm a, like I said, I was 26, met an 18-year-old girl, she was cool. I would have never searched for that. I was never interested in that, but she was cool. She didn't appear that age. And then later on I found out and the relationship was very quick, but I was still not like on some predator stuff trying to like, okay, so where are your friends at? I'm gonna go to the high school you graduated from. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like there are certain things that are really, I feel like that are predatory, lifestyles and like mm-hmm. intent. So like I've said this podcast many times, I think intent is important. We've seen mm-hmm. R. Kelly's intent is to go to high schools, go to the mall, like, and search for these type of girls.
I should have did my research. I swear, I promise I didn't know any of this until I watched.
Yeah,
I say I watched all 6 hours of this and I was just like, no, he's really like searching for, there's a certain type of girl he's looking for. There, he's looking for, all the women have been between the ages of, well, 15 if you want to count the little girl in the video, 14.
But she was 13 and they said when he met. Remember, that's the sick.
I thought
part.
His aunt Spark, her aunt was Sparkle.
Yeah, and Sparkle said she introduced her when she was 13,
but
and then
the
15
video
when the video
was there, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the really sick.
And then
part.
Like the highest was like 19.
Yeah.
But then he had like two. I feel like he only had two women. It was 33. And 35.
I didn't see the last two episodes, so but it's all
spoiler
good.
Spoiler alert! I'm
nah, it's all good. It's all good. I mean,
but I think he just threw them in and throw them off.
Yeah, and those women are 33. Somebody was saying that might be the 15-year-old from the video. Think about it. It's been years.
One of them said that, actually, I think maybe both of them. One of them did say she met the 15-year-old girl that was in the video. She didn't realize, she was like, her friend sent her the video mm-hmm. because she had never actually watched it because she's just this huge mm-hmm. R. Kelly fan. So when she watched it, she was like, oh my God, I realized that's the little girl I met a couple of weeks ago. So, one, she's still around. This was in like 17, 2016.
So these are women that are still involved with R. Kelly?
Not no more. They're calling themselves survivors too because they got his abuse, mental abuse mm-hmm. and physical, because apparently he jumped on them too.
Mm-hmm.
So, that little girl is still there around with him, and she's pretty much brainwashed at this point because it's been years.
She's not a little girl now. She's like in her 30s, right?
But yeah, she's definitely an adult. at this point. That's no, because her friend was in the documentary. She's so she's like, what, 25? Still an adult, but she's like 25.
Yeah,
20,
yeah, she might be all right. That's crazy.
Still didn't have it all together at 25.
I mean, yeah, that's an obvious brainwash. But I like when we were talking, you had, previous to this, you had said that it reminds you of the James Jones
cult.
Break it down real quick.
Jim Jones. So, like, and I think you were in Guyana. Like, they, he pretty much brainwashed, like, over 1,000 people and had this cult, had them, like, worshiping him like he was Jesus. And he sat on the throne like he was Jesus. And he convinced 900 people to drink poison. And I think he was on some conspiracy type thing that they're all going to come here on parachutes and kill us all anyway.
Right.
So y'all need to drink this poison. But he didn't drink it.
Right.
He did not drink it, but they drank. So it was like kids, families, 900 of them. All of them died.
They all had like new sneakers on or something crazy, right?
I don't remember that part, but I feel like...
I had like seen it or read it somewhere, but yeah.
I watched a documentary when I was young because my mom, she was big on like history. She would make us watch stuff, and that was one of the ones she was like, you're going to watch this.
Yeah.
I don't care how boring it is, but... Yeah, so they, he killed 900 people. Like they, and I'm just like, how do you have that much power
over people?
You tell me not one person that was just like, wait up.
So do you
this don't sound good?
So do you feel like, do you have sympathy for all the 900 people, or do you feel like there's some people you're like, bro, you're a grown man. Like, how does this happen?
Ooh, it's so hard.
Right. I mean, it is hard, right? Because you don't want to be a victim blamer, but you're also like, bro, where did this?
Right. Like, why? Honestly. Mm-hmm. Watching like the 35-year-old, I'm just like, girl, because you're old enough to know.
Right.
You've seen the stories, you've seen the videos, but you were that much of a fan that you was like, oh, maybe he didn't do all of this. And it's like, this was during the Me Too moment when she met him.
But you don't have a celebrity that you would be like, I mean, he slapped me, but that ain't fine. You don't have that person?
You know, I do.
Exactly.
But hey, like, I don't know. I
think that's what it is. Some of these women, that's really their like end all be all. It's like, I feel so special that this person would, you know. I think we have concessions for people anyway. You know what I'm saying? If it's a girl or a guy is fine, you'd be like, I mean, I don't know, we can figure that rest out later, you know? So I think a lot of times make concessions, and this was obviously one of the things that people made the ultimate concessions. Like, my pride, my wants aren't necessary because I want to be a part of this, you know. But yeah, the women he was seeking out was definitely, I don't know if I would say they were like already prompt to be brainwashed, but I think they were just like so young that it was like, oh, maybe this is life. Maybe this is what's supposed to happen.
And somebody mentioned that he seeks out weak women.
Because he didn't try Sparkle, right? That's crazy.
And he didn't, because you could tell she's very strong. Yeah. And just listening to her talk, I was like, yeah, she already had a mind of her own. But I was like, how did he know that these girls are, you know... I don't understand how... It's like he has a radar for him.
Yeah.
Like, he just knows. You know what? This is one I can manipulate.
Mm-hmm.
One did get away. The one he... I was curious about this. He made his boy toy. Like, he cut all her hair off.
I didn't see that part. Somebody just told me that. That's weird.
There's a lot of spoilers in this, so you better watch it.
Yeah, but that goes back to the... Probably he got raped, so there's probably part of him that wants to try some nasty...
I've known, like... Well, I don't know the statistics for it, so I'm not going to throw out any numbers, but I do... know that sometimes when men are molested as boys and homosexuality comes in there somewhere, even if they're trying to hide their identity or just trying it out, but they're not going to come forward with it. So I feel like that he could
Or they might be homosexual, but they're so scared because they thought that was wrong then, that they think it's wrong now, so they can't be comfortable who they are.
Right.
I just had a friend actually come to me and say that somebody tried to rape him when he was like 16.
Wow.
And like got drugged him and everything. And then he like woke up and like stumbled out and stuff. And the guy started crying and was like, I'm sorry, just don't tell anybody. Crazy story. And he was like, that's why for years he was one of the people like, when we stopped saying back, he just kept going and like kept being like very aggressive towards gay people.
Yes.
And I'm like, bruh, it ain't even that serious no more. Like, we get it. You like girls. You don't have to prove nothing. Like, calm down.
Right.
And like, right. And that's Chen, our special guest.
Yes, I'm a 3-year-old.
And my last thing was, I posted this and I was talking to this girl about it. And it's funny because people from Havelock that saw it were like, you ain't lying. I remember being, and now we got to remember back now. Come on, come back with me. What, 12 years? 12 years, 13 years when we were in high school. And the person that you were then, did you feel like it was weird when a 25-year-old tried to holler at you?
No, not then. No.
Why?
I wasn't taught that it was... I was talking to him. I didn't listen.
Okay.
Because it was just like, you know, this older man giving me the attention that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it makes you feel like you got it going on. I don't know. Somebody older is paying attention to you.
Right.
You didn't think of it as a predator. Like, you didn't think of them as a predator. I remember we had a guy, because I stayed in like this, it was a duplex, but it was like a housing complex or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy that told me, come back when you're 15. Exactly.
Wow. You didn't exactly. have nobody then either.
He was like 20 something.
Shut up. You ever slipped that in, right? Looking like a little boy.
You know what? First of all, still do, but it's okay. Yeah. But, yeah, and I remember telling him to come back when I was 15.
And you didn't get what? Like, what was he trying to get at?
I didn't know until, like, I got older and said, wait a minute, 15.
Right. That was all you required by you? Like,
right.
That's sick, man.
I hate him going to jail for murder, but, you know.
Okay, well, glad, we stayed away.
I was scared of him, so I think might have had some sense of thing, like, oh, warning, don't, no.
I just remember the biggest thing used to be like, let's say we were 15, 16, right? Sophomore, junior, senior year. A lot of the girls would be like, what can you give me? You ain't got nothing, da da da. I'm gonna go mess with these, cause we have Marines in our, you know, in our town. So it's like, the Marines would be whatever age they were. Some are 19. If you're 19 and the girl's 17, I guess that, okay, whatever. Y'all feel like you're on the same page. But some of them, I feel like, I don't know, they were drinking. So they were like 21, 22. She's 16. Like, bro, what are you doing here?
What can a 16-year-old give you?
Right. And they used to feel like, oh, I mean, he got a car, he got this, da da da. So it's like, I used to feel like it was wrong then. And like, I had somebody that I know personally now, and her first was a 26-year-old, and she was 16, 17. And she's to this day, like, she had to kind of come to the realization that he was a predator. She feels like, I mean, he was good to me. Like, he used to teach me what a man did and all this. I'm like, but that's still a form of control. Like, he was trying to show you what a man was. That's only people like him are a man. You know, nobody else is.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Because they said R. Kelly had told one of them, or mentioned it, cause she said she was a virgin. He was like, good, now I can mold you.
Right.
And I can teach you everything. Like, that control thing. Like, right. I'm getting ready to teach you everything. I think it was the girl that met him outside of his court case. She was 14.
That one. I remember her. Yeah. Cause he lost her virginity, hit from the back. That was so... He was real gross for that. Like, who does that? Ugh.
I don't even remember that part.
Yeah, she said that. Ooh. He, like, bent her over, and that she was, like, wasn't very comfortable, but...
I'm sure. And then it wasn't intimate. It was the first time. But, yeah, so he was like, good, now I can mold you. And I'm just like, oh, so now you're easier to brainwash, because now I'm your first. Yeah, that intimate moment we just shared.
Right.
It's crazy, because I didn't think about it back then as it being, you know, bad, I guess.
Right. I just think I'm kind of glad that things are so hypersensitive nowadays. Because, I mean, you're not going to change certain things. Like, certain things I just don't care about. And I'm not going to go there with you, a person. But I do think I'm glad there's something that's hypersensitive, because I feel like R. Kelly can't exist in this world. Like, as big as a star you get, people are going to be like, nah, bro, we're not letting this go 15 years, 20 years, and being like, oh, I mean, he made this, or he was, you know what I'm saying? So I am happy about that part. Because I gotta be honest, I'm not blaming our generation for R. Kelly. That's them other people that was sitting there like, if I would have been that age, I'd have been like, yo, this dude is, I'm in Chicago, he pulling up to high schools. I'm like, yo, you gotta get your, I don't care who you are.
Right.
Get your ass out of here.
It's not us. That's not on us. It's not.
It's not. It's sick that people are just, I mean, even people that were commenting and in the videos, I'm like, you're the tour manager. I don't know what law, how the law works, but you should have done something.
Ooh, I was thinking about that. I said, your whole crew sick. Everybody. It's complicit. Not enough money in the world for you to just ignore that stuff that he was doing.
Bro, I remember being 22 and, like, you know, we have a get together at the house. Somebody like, oh, some girls are coming by. How old are you? I was that, yo, how old are you? Oh, nah. Mm-mm. Bro, what are you bringing? Who are these people? And they might have been 18, but I'm still like, nah, you need to be like 20. Like, we all 22 over here, 23. Like, right. What you, bro? Don't bring her back here over here. And I'm staying away from her. Like, if there was no law against it, it just felt weird. So I can't understand
I
when
think
men.
You guys have to be more cognizant of it too, because y'all are black men.
Yeah,
you're going straight.
I don't. That's why when people say things, certain things, I'm like, I don't even care about that. I gotta protect myself. Like, oh, you paranoid? Okay, maybe. Maybe I am.
You have to be right now. You like do. It's only getting worse for us.
Yeah.
Especially for the black men. Exactly. Black men. Just like they said, like, with this coming out, it just shows how much they do not respect or care for the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people are victim blaming.
Oh, of course.
Because, you know, you're fast. They were fast. Tell the girl shouldn't have been.
Some of the girls that came, definitely like the girl in the trial, she went up to talk to people. I've seen people like mad about that or saying stuff to her. But at the end of the day, she made a bad decision, but she was a child. I'm not mad at a child for making a decision. Now, the world doesn't necessarily see you as a child, but I can still know the difference and be like, bruh, when I was 16, I might have said I wanted something that I damn sure shouldn't have got. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's on MySpace talking to strangers that I knew I shouldn't have been talking to.
You know what I'm saying? I never forget. My mom was, I was like, Mom, I want a chain. I was like 13, 12, 13. And she was like, I want a chain. She was like, so what's somebody come take it? And it was like, she's like, you're not ready for that right now. And then when I got to be like 15 or 16, she gave me one. I got one. But the point was, like, the lesson there was, like, you're not ready for everything you think you're ready for. You know what I'm saying? Because at 12, somebody damn sure would have took it. And we used to walk where the high school was, like, and I have, like, you walk, like, middle school and high school, like, right here. Uh-huh. So, like, you could, some of high school could be like, man, give me that shit.
And they would definitely get it.
And what's going to happen? Nothing. Like, they got it.
Not at 13.
Yeah, like, I ain't about to do nothing about it. So, I understand, like, that part of it. The only people I do blame, and I'm going to continue to blame, are the parents. Like, there are some sick parents out here.
Oh my God.
I feel like, and I don't know if they led to this in other parts of it, that the girl in tape, her parents basically sold her for a check.
They did.
And I feel like that's the biggest thing. Like, they weren't worried.
I'm feeling this in my spirit that in 2019, either, and I don't want to sound awful when I say this, either they're going to come forward, like the little girl's probably going, well, no, because she's still under his care. She's gone, but maybe the parents would finally come through and be like, yes, this was our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe something can happen, but I feel like with all this that just came out, R. Kelly's gonna end up killing himself or something. Because you notice a lot of stuff like that happened, like all this comes to light and they can't handle it. He's weak.
Yeah,
he
really
can't. He's very weak.
Because even that video that said he made on Facebook, like 100 million people talking about me, but a billion love me, like he's trying to egg himself on. It's like, it's like, what's my dad's something to you? And you like, man, fuck all these hoes out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still going to be out here. Like, you don't really believe that. You're hurting.
So that's why I said either something big is going to happen with this, especially after that, because that document is so detailed.
Yeah.
Either the parents are finally going to come and tell the truth, or he's going to kill himself. Like, I just see that happening.
If it happens, it happens. God got him now. I ain't going to do it with me. But,
but all this could have been prevented if Aaliyah's parents would have been like,
that's true.
They were married. She was 15. The manager that forged the marriage. Yeah,
he should have went to jail for forging documents.
Why did he go to jail?
Nobody ever found out. I guess because it got annulled in 2 months. And I'm trying to figure out how broke Aaliyah was that they gave her $100 and she let it go. I just don't understand that.
I tried to say to them. I said, well, $100 back then. I said, no,
it wasn't that back then. No. It was like 90s.
It was
like,
right. No, it was still no money. Like,
yeah,
no.
That's not. No, it's not enough for that.
These parents, though, yes. Just like the one that was like, yeah, we let our daughter meet R. Kelly. Oh, when he put her on the stage.
Bro. First off, I'm not going to R. Kelly concert, but let's say. And I got to say, Andre Kelly, I'm not rolling because
she had me convinced till I saw that Facebook.
I saw the Facebook video, and I've seen certain girlfriends be like, "Watch this!" That whole Hollywood, what's it called, Hollywood Wives, when she was on it with her and Nicole Murphy, and remember that one?
I remember it came out. I don't think I watched it.
I remember like a girlfriend was watching her, so I was watching a couple episodes. She would still mention him like, "That's my baby daddy," and da 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 da. Like she was proud. Like there's something in her that's still proud, and maybe. There's this Stockholm Syndrome where she's still, like, proud of her captor. She can still say, well, my husband rich, and he had made all these. But it's like.
I try so hard to look at it from a mental health aspect. Like, that girl has suffered trauma.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she didn't really go into too much detail about what he did to her besides, like, her having to say, ask for the bathroom, ask to eat and drink. Which I felt like maybe with a little therapy, she could have recovered from that. Yeah. But she didn't know about the girls.
And I hate to, like, get graphic, but I will. There's something wrong with him, even in this aspect. To be able to pee and be like sexually turned on, it physically doesn't happen. There's a valve in your urethra that shuts to pee versus having the first thing like nutting. Mm-hmm. So like when that buildup's coming, you can't pee. Right. So in order for him to do this, he's not even made right. Like something is so off that he can even do that whole thing. Like that's some sick shit.
It is.
He gotta get out of here, bro.
Somebody gotta get him out of here.
Yeah, he gotta take himself out, or somebody gotta take himself out. You know, pick.
And that's
pick
why him. I feel like it's coming, because this year, that brought so much to light. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff I didn't know. I cried at the end of the second one, because I was just like, I can't believe I ignored it after, like, even with the Me Too movement.
Yeah. I think that at the end of the day, we ignore things because it takes a lot sometimes to things that are staples in the community or things that we just got comfortable with. It takes a lot for us to be like, nah, that's just wrong. Like certain words took me a long time. So I'm like, but I like saying that word. Like it's my favorite. Like, damn, man. Like, you know, just certain things. And like, or even like, I just had this saying, right? I'm not even going to what it was. I just had this saying, and it was purely a joke, but it wasn't, it was really insensitive. It wasn't funny enough to like carry on. So then one day I said it, and then it was like, somebody laughed, but I was just like, that shit ain't that cool, man. That shit ain't, it really is not. Because somebody else could hear it, even though I'm not going to do that thing, but somebody else could do it, and then they think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? You know, even like the, and this is not the joke, but even when people used to say, like, going across the street, old enough to get hit, like, that whole mindset might be a joke to one person, but the other people that are hearing you think it's fun. I remember I was sitting around with a bunch of guys from work one time, and a guy was, like, talking about how his cousin invited some dudes over and some girls over, and one dude had put something in somebody's drink, and he, like, took the drink, was like, man, get the fuck out of here. Like, who invited him? And then we had a conversation about, like, why do people want to have sex with drunk girls? And, like, not, obviously, we're not talking about drinking. Like, we have some drinks and we all have sex. Talking about, like, getting somebody sloppy drunk where they can't function. Mm-hmm. And then they can't give you consent or whatever. And then one guy was like, shit, I'm still going to hit. Yeah. And we was like, but the thing that was great was everybody looked at him like, nah, nigga, you're bugging. I was like, that's rape. And you're going to go to jail, my nigga. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, what's your problem? Mm-hmm. And these aren't people that, we just people we work with. So we're not like that close, but I was proud that even the people that, other people were like, nah, like what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's more of what we have to do. Men definitely, and women teaching their boys, or, you know, everybody teaching the boys and the girls, like what should be allowed. Because men need to stop doing that bullshit, and women need to start calling people on their bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Like, I had friends that talked to me about something 2 years ago, about something we did 8 years ago. And I'm like, yo, like, as my friend, why didn't you just talk to me then? Like, I didn't know it was wrong because I was dumb 17, 18-year-old. Like, you should have been like, Drew, yo, come here. You're stupid. Don't do that. Like, you know, this would could happen. Because I do think that minds are growing, as you say. And I think that, you know, as developing and stuff, you don't get it until you have, like, that moment. Or for many, with me anyway, mm-hmm. I had a moment. I'd be like, That's not it.
I think we all have that moment. I'm definitely going to teach my son. Just like, you know, how they try to tell women what to wear.
Yeah.
If you don't want that type of attention, it just don't be a rapist.
Like, yeah, that's pretty
at
simple.
At the end of the day, like, if she says no, son, no means no.
Right.
I don't care. At the end of the day, no.
And even like a even less poetic way of it, like, if that girl's wearing nothing, she probably ain't have sex with you, bro. She probably just wants to feel pretty that night, or feel good, or wear whatever the fuck she wants to wear. It ain't really for you to go do anything. Those ain't the ones that's going to be like, oh, let's go home. So you just leave it alone. Don't. Mm-hmm. And some people just want to go out and be wherever they want to fucking wear. It has nothing to do with what you think that outfit is associated with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's very interesting, I think. But I just wanted to talk to you and have a woman around, because I feel like sometimes when men talk, especially on the internet, and I've probably been guilty of the same opposite. Like, I see a woman say something, I'm like, she don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Like, y'all just saying stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of times with men saying things, and sometimes when you read, you know, even when you get a text message, you read something the way you perceive it.
Right.
So you're like, what the fuck you mean?
Misinterpreted, yes.
You know? But I definitely appreciate you.
I'm glad I could weigh in on this. It really... Ooh, yesterday, these last 3 days opened my eyes. I was just like, I can't believe we let a lot of that slide. Well, not necessarily our generation, but the world.
But yeah, the world.
I think cool. he was supposed to come here last year. We were going to go.
Yeah. Greensboro, he was coming.
I wasn't paying for it, but
he was coming to Greensboro because a guy I worked with was like, "Yo, you trying to go to R?" Because you know I like R&B. He was like, "Yo, R. Kelly coming?" And I'm like, "Yo, R. Kelly's a rapist, my nigga. Why would I go support him at all?" Right. And I was like, "You have a 16-year-old daughter. Why would you? You, I mean, he messed with my daughter."
Okay.
He was dead serious. By the way, that's the generation that kept him in business. Because that guy was 39, I think, 38, 39. Mm-hmm. I was like, "That's the generation right there that was like." I saw the tape, that ain't him, or they've been the ones that bootlegged that tape and was making all the money, right. That generation.
I still, you know, they kept saying, what if they were white girls? And I think about that, I said, nah, he would've been locked up. And I don't like to make it a race thing, but I feel like
You know why I think he would've been locked up? Because the black community has isolated, we isolate things so much. Like, mm-hmm. something happens, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
That ain't happened, shut up. Like, mm-hmm. yo...
Just like with his brothers, when his brother tried to
come to him and say it's my best.
He's like, no, it didn't happen.
Right.
It didn't happen. You're lying. Mm-hmm.
That's why I can say that if it was white girls, white people wouldn't have protected them. They just snitched. We know white people snitch. And we should have snitched too. We should have snitched on R. Kelly too. And I'm like, nah, this ain't it. But probably somebody was mad. Somebody had something and they went and tried to directly to R. Kelly. He might have paid them off. Or they got beat up because he had people. You know what I'm saying? So stuff might have been done.
He got a lot of power to be illiterate. I just don't.
But, I mean, that's one part of your brain. You know, you could be smart in this way, but, like, a genius in this thing.
That's true, too.
So, yeah.
He's a musical genius. Can't take that from him, but my God.
But we don't have to partake anymore. Or, you know. And, I honestly, people say, like, but the music's so good. It is, but can you listen to it anymore? Because I remember even when they were playing it on the show. Certain songs, I'm like, oh, who is he talking to?
I was like, I don't even want to sing it right now because I don't think that's okay.
Yeah, like.
I did not know. Oh, wait, does it count if he wrote the songs? And they're different artists? Because I thought about that too. Because I was like sitting there like, he wrote for Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson.
And all that. I mean, that's on you. I think it's a personal thing. Okay. Do what you do, but.
And the Aaliyah song, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, that she sang.
Bro, that shit was really gross. I don't understand how people let that ride. I didn't. What? I'm gonna be real with you. I've never been a Aaliyah fan, so I didn't even know how that song went until they played it, and it was like,
I was like the lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics were like.
Wait a minute. This is.
Yeah, like she's trying to convince an older dude to have sex with her. Like, what?
He wrote it.
And of course he wrote it.
He's a songwriter. Art Kelly. I said, ooh.
But who let that ride? I'm just curious. Like, there wasn't like a 25, 30-year-old, like.
Nobody on that team. Because you got a team. Yeah. So you trying to tell me there was no one on that team that was just like, hey, this shit ain't right.
Yo, this sounds mad weird. Yo. Like you good with this? Okay.
No, all it took was one person and nobody.
So. You know what, though? Even the one that took that tape and started all this? I don't believe she really. I don't. She's definitely still has some problems with her stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Chan, come here. So this whole time, my man Chan's been in this, so he might as well end this show for me. Come here, man. But I appreciate you coming and talking. Chan, tell everybody thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
And that's it. F the culture. Bye.
Say bye.
Bye.